Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series!
Pierzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going. Here comes a throw by Merton. It is a collision at the plate, and Pierzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go!
Now Pierzynski with two outs, top of the ninth, well hit, right field! White Sox take the lead! A.J. Pierzynski says, take that, Cubs fans.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, always a delight to talk to A.J. Pierzynski, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. A.J., how are you?
I'm doing unbelievably good. How about y'all?
Doing well.
We're living the dream. I wish the Sox were doing a little better, but there are reasons to be hopeful. Can you tell us what your opinion of their catcher situation is? They got two of the youngest catchers that we see in Major League Baseball, a couple of rookies taking over that position. What are you seeing from those two guys? And how long does it take, AJ, before you are a competent catcher in MLB?
Well, I love both these guys. First of all, let me say that Teal and Kiro, I think they both have an opportunity, a chance to be pretty good. I just don't know that, you know, you have them up there at the same time. They're kind of learning off of each other, which makes it tough because it would have been nice, you know, even Corey Lee has a little bit of experience. So to have one of them up there with Corey Lee, but you know, it would be nice to have a veteran guy that knows his role, right? I was fortunate when I came up, I had Tom Prince who knew his role. He was going to catch, 50 games or so. But he was there to teach me how to do scouting reports and how to set up hitters and what to look for and how to take collisions at home plate and how to just be a professional catcher, a big league catcher. These guys don't have that. Yes, they have Drew Butera there, who I love. But it's hard when, one of them's playing, one of them's DHing. So I'm sure they're talking and communicating. But unless you're there and you have a guy who's really been through it and is there with you that you trust and respect, I think it makes it a little bit harder. But I think both these guys are doing well. I think they're going to be both going to be good players. The question is, does one of them take over and become the everyday guy, or do they continue to kind of split time? I mean, that's going to be a White Sox question you have to ask Will Venable, but I like where they're at. I just wish they had a veteran guy there that could teach him a little bit more, and then instead of having both of them, but they're both doing okay, so I guess it's working.
AJ, what is the fairest way to evaluate Will Venable as a manager, first-time manager? They're 4-18 in one-run games, and I know he doesn't have the talent to maybe make any sort of evaluation a fair one, but what would you suggest?
I mean, I think they're doing pretty well for what they've been given. I think what he's been given, they're not as bad as they were last year, right? And they're not the Rockies, which is funny that people, that's how they compare them to everything. But yeah, I think Will is doing great. I think the 4-18 is indicative of the bullpen he has. He doesn't have a lockdown closer. He doesn't have a seventh, eighth inning guy like a lot of the good teams have. He's kind of has to mix and match. You know, he's trying to find a closer. He's mixing and matching in the seventh and the eighth. And if it's in a close game, it just feels like the other team figures out a way to score before the White Sox do. So it's just indicative of the team he has, the roster that has been assembled. It's not on Will. I think Will is a great guy. I've been around him. I've played against him. And I think he does the right things. He obviously learned from Bruce Bochy, who's going to the Hall of Fame. So he knows what he's doing. He seems like a really good communicator. There's nothing I can say bad about Will Venable other than, you know, he's just been given a team that's not ready to compete quite yet.
So, AJ, you got this super cool thing going with City Cruises. You are there's three dates here. This is pretty spectacular. A celebration of the 2005 White Sox World Champion Cruises. That will be Sunday, June 29th, Sunday, July 27th, and Sunday, August 24th. You'll be in here. It's $77. You're going to have, I think Ozzy's going to be on all of them, right? But you're going to have Joe Creedy, Jermaine Dye, Scotty Pods. It really sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's great. City Cruises came to me, Hornblower, and they're doing these kind of all over the country. And they bought into Major League Baseball as a sponsor. So they've done them in Boston. They're doing them in New York. They're doing them in San Diego. Not only baseball, but football. Urlacher's doing some Bears cruises for them. They're doing music ones with people. They did Boys to Men, I know, and Joey Fatone on one. So they're doing a bunch of these to get people on their boats and to see it. And I just think, listen, you get Ozzie Guillen for 3 hours unfiltered with a couple drinks in his hand. Who knows what he might say? And the best part is I get to MC it, so I get to ask Ozzie all the questions. So I can just let him talk. I can just hand him the mic, and Creedy and I, the first one, can just sit there and let Ozzie go for three straight hours, right? But no, it's a great opportunity to hear stories from 05 or whatever you want to hear about. Ozzie, you know, is there all three. The first one is Joe, the second one is Jermaine, and the last one is Scotty, as you guys said. And listen, it's all about connecting with the fans, right? It's a big year for the White Sox, 20 years since the 05 team. And we just be able to talk and tell stories in a looser environment, and the fans get a chance to take a great cruise, watch the sunset, get drinks, get food, and just be around the three of us in a more, you know, casual setting than a microphone in your face with reporters, and just hear what it was about and how what happened. And they'll be able to ask questions. They'll be able to interact with us. So it's just a great opportunity at a really good price, I think.
Tickets are available at citycruises.com/live, and they are $77. We'll talk with AJ Pierzynski here on Mully and Haw. So AJ, you mentioned, obviously, in your job, you get to see a lot of every team in the league, and you obviously have opinions on stuff. What do you make of the Cubs in terms of, are they for real as a pennant contender? And if they're not, what do they need to do? What move do they need to make to get there?
Are they for real? Oh, they're for real. Their offense is for real. Now, let's be serious. I wish they had Justin Steele for the year, but that hurts. But, yeah, I mean, Kyle Tucker's changed the dynamics. PCA has been incredible for them. What do they need? They need bullpen. They've shored that up recently. Craig Counsell is really good at shoring up bullpens and finding ways to put guys in roles to succeed. I'd love for him to get a bullpen piece or two and a starter or two. But guess what, guys? Every team in the league that's contending is looking for that. And the problem the Cubs have this year, they're in the National League. So you have the Dodgers, the Giants, the Padres, the Mets, the Phillies. And if the Braves can figure it out somehow, they have them too. So I think they'll win the division. I think they'll make the playoffs. But, man, if you got to run through that gauntlet, especially when you're down one of your best, you better go out and find somebody to fill that role. So Jed Hoyer's got his hands full. But, listen, you guys know how painful it is for me to say something good about the Cubs, but I really do like their team.
Back to the White Sox for a second, and this is not really related to the White Sox, but the new Pope is a Sox fan, and I have seen video of him at Game 1 in 2005 and Game 2 in 2005. So he clearly knows who you are. I don't know if you know the Pope from his days on the South Side. I think Rob Prevost was his name. Is his name. Yes, yeah. But he is now Leo the 14th. I'm just curious, what's it like knowing that the Pope was once a fan of yours?
Well, I mean, as somebody that was raised Catholic and I did the sign of the cross before every at-bat, it's pretty awesome. My mom was like, can we go meet the Pope? Because she still goes to Mass every week. She goes twice a week to Mass. So she wants to know if she can go to the Vatican and meet the Pope. If someone can figure out how I can go meet the Pope, I'll pay for their plane flight over there just so I can go and do it. I saw the previous Pope. I went to the Vatican a few years ago and walked in, and he was doing a Mass or a special prayer for something. So I got to see the Pope, but I've never actually met a Pope. But it's pretty awesome. The best part, you know what the best part of this whole story is? Is the fact that the Cubs jumped the gun and were like, oh, he's a Cubs fan. And then the White Sox were like, not so fast, you know? Like, no, really not. So, but congrats, guys. You almost made up a story that wasn't true. So I love that. And then he did a Mass with his White Sox hat on, and then they did a huge Mass this weekend at the White Sox Park. And listen, man, it's pretty cool to think that, first of all, there's an American Pope, and then second of all, he's from Chicago. And then, I mean, the least part is that he's a White Sox fan. The fact that if somebody went up to him and said, hey, A.J. Pierzynski wants to say hi to you, and he would know who that is?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
This guy gave me a standing O at one point in time.
Yes, he was there.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, I'm kneeling, sitting, standing, probably trying to take communion from him, and he's giving me a standing ovation. Should it be the other way around?
How about that? Yeah, that's really cool.
He was probably there when that Michael Barrett thing went down.
Who was he praying for? Is the question. Or the guy who actually went down?
But AJ, it's really something else. They packed Wright Field on Saturday for a celebration of Pope Leo. That was the biggest crowd of the season.
It was awesome. I saw videos, and I had friends that were there. I mean, they even got Jerry to go to that. I mean, that's pretty remarkable that, you know, they got all these people to go to that. I mean, it's a great sign, and he gave a special message just for White Sox fans, which is incredible that they got to him like that. So, hey, man, whatever it takes, but listen, the White Sox sometimes need divine intervention. If this is what it takes to get them turned around, let's do it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, they certainly need patience, and you look at what they've done this year, and we talked about Venable, you talk about some of the things they need. How do you feel overall about where the organization is, AJ? Because you're as familiar as anybody. And you look at their infield, they've got some pieces. Mydroth is scrappy. Vargas has figured it out at the plate by changing his hands and all those things that have been different since May. I just wonder, with Montgomery and some of the younger players, the young pitchers, Grant Taylor comes up. Are you optimistic about this White Sox future?
I am, but they got to take the next step. Right. I mean, all these guys are doing great things in AAA. I mean, you know, Baldwin was down there hitting homers every at bat in AAA. Elko goes down there and hits homers every at bat.
Right.
Montgomery, you know, is up and down, right? They sent him to Arizona for a couple weeks because he couldn't hit, and he's, you know, allegedly figured some stuff out. But there's never been a larger jump from AAA to the big leagues because of the velocity differences, and you got to be able to make that next jump. I'm optimistic because of the way things look, but until, you know, prospects at some point have to turn into suspects, which suspects are players, right? So until they turn into those suspects, then everyone's a prospect. So, I mean, they need power. They got to figure out somebody that can hit home runs for them. Like we've already talked about the two catchers. I think Mydrov has a chance to be a good player at the big leagues. Vargas has turned some stuff around and become a better, much better player. They got to find some outfielders. They need Louis Robert to figure something out before they get rid of him. But as far as the pitching goes, I feel like they've done a good job developing pitchers, probably more than position players. But I still look at it and say, you know, Noah Schultz, right? Like,
right.
Look at his walks. I know he got moved up to AAA, mm-hmm. but if your walks are that high, guys don't swing more at more balls when you get higher levels. They actually swing at less. So then walks go up even higher, right? Strikeout rates don't go down when you get to the big leagues. They go up. So for hitters. So it's a thing with development, and they're working on it. I know Getz has been on the job for, you know, what, almost 2 years now. So, but we'll see. We'll see. I like the direction they're going, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to finish it off. And at some point, guess what? As you guys know, you got to spend some money.
Well, and that's where I was going to go. You know, you mentioned Jerry, but he has, you know, there was a lot of sell the team going on, and he announced that Justin Ishbia will be the next owner. Now, that's not for a while. I think the earliest it would be is 2029, and then it could be as long as 2034, which is insane. What's your take on the fact that at least there seems to be a succession plan?
I love it. I love it. I love that there's something happening, and Jerry's made a decision, and the issue is seem like they have the money and the want to spend money, right? So, listen, Jerry's not going to sell the team. We all knew this for a long time until something happens to him, which is, you know, nobody wants anything to happen to Jerry because he's been a really good owner and done a lot of things for the city of Chicago. So I think that at least there's a plan in place, and we know who it's going to be, and we can go from there. But other than that, I mean, you know, my question is, why isn't it sooner? But yeah. I understand why Jerry, you know, thinks something will happen. If he sells the team, he has nothing to do. But at the same time, I'll tell you what you could do. You could spend all that money. You could buy me a jet, Jerry. I'll fly me around. That'd be awesome.
That'd be convenient. You could go see your son play.
Thanks, Jerry.
How's your son doing at Alabama, Birmingham, right? Austin, is he a catcher?
Next year.
He's going next year. Okay.
He just graduated, so he'll be there next year. No, he had a great senior year. They won the state championship in Florida, which is a big deal. He had a really good year. He's playing summer ball now, and then we start college here in the fall, which is crazy. I'm not going to have any kids at home.
Wow. Will you go to a lot of games, or do you have work? How do you feel about it?
Well, I try to go to as many as possible. I'm sure he probably wants me to stay away, which I get. But, you know, I mean, I like to go watch him, and I try to stay out of it as much as possible. You know, I'll go to the games I can go to. But I'm not, I don't think I'll go to every single game. I see some people go to every game. I don't think I'll be able to do that, but I'll go to the games I can and watch them when I can. And one great thing though, there's this ESPN Plus thing where they show like every game. So you get to watch most of them on TV.
AJ, back to baseball for a second. The big trade, the blockbuster this week, obviously the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers to the Giants. And Craig Breslow, I think yesterday, coming out and humbly admitting that, in fact, he could have communicated better a lot of things with Devers, and maybe that contributed to the fact that they felt like they had to trade him to move forward. What is a team's responsibility when communicating with the player once they sign him to a contract that size, $300 million? Do they have to communicate every potential move with him? Where was the breakdown in that relationship?
I think there was more than we know about. And I think, listen, does the team have to do it? No. Does a player appreciate it when teams are honest with them? Absolutely. And Rafi Devers signed to play a third baseman. I think this could have been all fixed with the phone call early before the Bregman stuff went down. You just call Rafi and say, hey, man, we're going to sign Bregman. You might have to move positions. Are you okay with it? He might say no, but at least he respects the fact that you called him, right? And you said, hey, man, we're doing this to make the team better. Are you willing to move? He'll probably say yes at that point. But to blindside him with it, not talk to him until they make the move in spring training. I get it from a player's side. I also get it from fan side. Play wherever you can. But at the same time, you're not in that position. I don't know all the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. Players lose trust in guys sometimes. And hey, you know what? He ended up in San Francisco. The Red Sox were able to get out from under that contract. We'll see how the players play out, whether Devers goes there and becomes the star that he already is and continues it. And what the Red Sox get out of the players they got back. But they got money off the books, and Red Sox fans are tired of hearing, like, we traded another superstar because they keep doing it.
Yeah, that's the crazy part of it. You know, you think about Mookie being traded. You think about I think there's no starters left from their last World Series team because they've moved on from everyone and they've traded a lot of guys. And I think that just talking to people about it, the thing with you know, people are mad that the Devers wouldn't take on whatever position he was given, but from his perspective, I think that it's difficult to move positions. When you give a guy that much money, it doesn't mean he's just going to fall. You have to know your players, and you have to be able to talk to them and make sure they're comfortable with everything you're doing.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I think that, again, I feel like this could have been avoided with a phone call, and it's hard to switch positions. What did Ron Washington say? First base is incredibly difficult in that terrible movie Moneyball. I think I was on the Twins that ended the win streak in the season, so I'm not a fan of that movie because they don't talk about the real, you know,
the real Mulder, story.
Zito, Chavez, Tejada won the MVP that year. I mean, yes. Yeah, it was all about Scott Hattieburg playing first base. Let's get serious. It's hard to switch positions. I can't imagine doing it in the middle of the year. And yes, you want to be a team player, but you also don't want to embarrass yourself. And if he's never done it, and plus they basically told him when they said, Bregman, hey, guess what? You're terrible at defense. We don't want you to ever play again. So I get it from both sides, and I wish it would have worked out better. But you know what? He's in San Francisco now, and he gets to enjoy San Francisco and be a Giant. I can't wait till they play the Red Sox this weekend.
AJ, real quick before I let you go, is there a player that you watch now that reminds you of yourself?
Catching wise, I mean, I want to say, like, let's see, who's the best catcher going? I want to say Cal Raleigh, you know, because he hits all the homers and platinum glove, you know. But I don't know, that might be a stretch because he's a switch hitter. Other than that, we're very similar. Will Smith, because of his paychecks, but he's right-handed.
So that's a no.
Got World Series. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think the art of trash talking is gone by the wayside. I guess Wilson Contreras, if he was still a catcher, but, you know, he also was a Cub, so it's hard for me to say that.
Oh, that's awesome. AJ, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, AJ.
We should let everyone know
that
they should check out www.citycruises.com/live, and you can read all about it, and you can go $77. Pretty good deal. They have AJ interview Ozzy and Joe Creedy, Jermaine Dye, Scotty Pops.
Does anybody really interview Ozzy?
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, AJ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.